I always like to get an update from Kennedy on Wednesday morning after her volunteering at the Franklin Park Zoo.
Y'all, they worked me yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So Kennedy works in the petting zoo part.
In the children's zoo.
Or children's.
Sometimes they assign me to the petting zoo.
I gotcha.
It's part of the children's zoo. But okay. It's like a working farm. It's the barn part. Where all, you
she's
know,
a cows, farm hand.
Cows and chickens and goats and donkeys and mini ponies and such. And they had some extra help yesterday. They have a program called Zoo Teens. So there were a lot of younger people there helping. And there was another volunteer there helping. So that she was going to work. Usually I would like work until 2 and then go work. For 2 to 4, the petting zoo. But they had somebody to do that. It was the kind of in charge of me who's probably 25 years old. And it is a whiteboard that is filled. And I'm like, all right, yes, champ, I'll go. And then I'm just wiping things off, going. And then like after a couple hours, he's like, did you want to take a break or something? I'm like, I get breaks? Because the teen girls were like, I'm on my 15. And I was like, you get a 15?
What kind of stuff was on the list?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I put together all of the food for the animals in our area. So you have to measure it out, put them in their little buckets, and then put that away. I had to sweep out the hay barn. I had to go get all of the dirty buckets from up the hill, like giant trash cans, and then bring them back down to our area and then hose them all out and let them dry and then hose out that area and then hose out the area in which we were in and then clean 4 stalls, cobwebs, clean bird poop. I fed the horses and the donkeys. I weighed hay, so much hay. There was hay everywhere. And when I left there, I was like, oh.
I feel like, too, and just correct me if I'm wrong, you're always very fashionable. You're not really a Carhartt girl.
Oh, no, she's a Carhartt girl now.
Oh, you are? You got some Carhartt type gear?
Well, I went, you know, on the
line. What are you
wearing
for shoes? Like you,
my hiking boots.
So you're Doc Martens?
No, my hiking boots.
Oh, you have hiking boots.
Who hikes in Doc Martens?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I've never seen you in hiking boots, so I wouldn't know.
You don't come on vacation with
me. Like work boots?
They're like hiking boots, like hiking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
For like my vacation.
Because I know you like weed eated the yard barefoot. So I was just kind of curious. Like
that's because I had just bought it and I'm like, I'm going to do it. Thank you, ADHD. I do what I do. And if I don't do it when I'm thinking about it, it's gone forever.
I gotcha.
So no, I got to wear khaki shorts, the volunteer shirt.
Oh, okay.
And
I always wear
like a long sleeve shirt that has UV in it so that I don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
Will they need volunteers through the winter?
Yeah.
When it's like January and 6 degrees, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
How long is this?
Forever.
You just volunteer until you're done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like where I am. I got to do some cool things. I got to help trim the pigs' toes. So we have 2 big pigs, Tater and Tot. And they are like dogs. So she was like, do you want to come help me? Because I like to learn some stuff as opposed to just doing chores all day. So she brought me in and they, you know, like they had to clip their nails. So they have like a Dremel that just goes and it just.
That's got to be satisfying.
For their little hooves.
Right.
And
that must have been cool.
So all you have to do is rub their belly with this big brush and they roll over like dogs. And they're just like, So I keep rubbing the belly and she does the zhoom, 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 and they don't hardly even move. And they're like, cool, cool. And then they get carrots for treats.
That's how Dan and I get our nails done, too.
Mm-hmm. Does somebody rub your belly? I hope so, because it looks very satisfying.
We just roll over and go.
Like people were walking by going, is it Manny Petty Day? And I'm like, it is.
Pigs actually have great personalities.
They are the best.
They just don't want you to know that because they're delicious.
Yeah.
These and then you'll feel bad about bacon.
What kind of pigs are Tater and Tot?
Oh, hang on.
Like what color are they?
They're black.
Oh, all black?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't look it up. Doesn't matter.
No, it's going to make
It doesn't matter.
But they have like the teeth.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
They're guinea hogs. Excuse me. They're guinea hogs.
Okay.
But they're big. And they're just so funny.
Like what, 500 pounds, 350
so
pounds?
So bad with that sort of a thing. They're biggins, though. All but they're like dogs. If you pet their belly, they roll over.
And what do they eat?
They get like a grain, and then they get some like carrots and stuff for treats.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I love this. I love getting this update.
Yeah, and you have to feed the donkeys by hand. So by the time I got home, like I was just...
Covered in...
Just...
What do donkeys eat?
Waffles.
The donkeys they eat straw.
Shut up.
I wish, right? They have food, but you have to get it all wet because they've got problems and they can't eat it whole. They'll choke. So you have to hand feed them, and it's so cute because they're like, It's real kill.
I would quote Eddie Murphy to them
all
from
day.
Shrek all day.
Donkey.
Donkey.
All right, next time I do that, if I get to work with him, I'll make a little video for you.
Will you take a selfie with Tater and Tot next time you're there or around them?
I was going to,
them?
But I was working, and so it was hard. I was very focused on my job. I
don't they know you have to post on social media,
no,
Tater and Tot?
I know. I was so close to
you
their
You could
faces.
Make them social media stars.
They were so cute. They're the best.
I feel like them getting their bellies rubbed would be very popular.
It's so fun. Really. It's just so fun. So I'm grateful to all the people that I work with there that put me to work every day. They have absolutely no problem being like, go sweep. Go pick up poop. Yeah. Go get the bird crap off the whatevers. No problem at all.
So at least now you know you get a 15.
I get a 15, Dan.
Well, they're not paying you. I'm pretty sure they have to give you a 15.
Yeah, one of the girls was just sitting there with a popsicle. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm on my 15.
How long have you been volunteering there?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not taking 1:15 yet.
No.
Oh, so I'd take an hour then next time.
Nah, to make it's up all for good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at FindMassMoney.gov. We have Olivia joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
It's a big anniversary for you guys, the 20th anniversary runway show for Runway for Recovery. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
That's a lot of walking and a lot of outfits.
You have a lot of fashion over the years.
So let's talk about, for people that don't know, Runway for Recovery, what exactly you guys support.
Yeah, so we're a breast cancer nonprofit, and as opposed to other breast cancer nonprofits that are raising money and funding research, we are funding families where a mom has passed away from breast cancer or been diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Mm. And we also host runway shows around the country, but it all started in Boston, and our runway shows are incredible fashion, but more importantly, they feature models who have been impacted by breast cancer in some way.
Olivia, what made you want to start this all those years ago?
Yeah, so I was 25 years ago, my mom passed away. I was 20 years old, and I did a lot of breast cancer fundraisers myself, like a 3-day, you know, walk or a bike ride, and was raising money. But I felt like there were going to be other kids like me for whom the cure did not come in time, and I really wanted to do something to honor my mom. I thought I would just do it for 1 year, and here we are 20 years later. But she was very stylish and always pulled together, and I thought a fashion show would be a tribute to her and her style. And then finding other kids like me to fund also, you know, was a shout out to the legacy that she led as a mother when she was alive. So it started, as I said, thinking, you know, 1 year, celebrate mom, and I don't know, thousands of models later, it just keeps going. So.
That's incredible.
Yeah. There's something, I don't know how to express this, but getting dressed up, watching these women get out on the runway, and they're just beaming with joy because of the outfits, because of the way they've been styled, the support they're getting. It really seems like, to me, because I went 1 year, that it was just, it filled their soul.
You know, it's interesting. Breast cancer takes a lot of the things that we culturally associate with femininity. It can take away people's hair, and obviously it can change their bodies, and they can go through huge amounts of surgeries. And then it just, you know, I think women lose control of their looks and their bodies. And for one night, we can take that all away and, you know, give them a little bit of makeup and hair, but mostly, or hairstyling, but mostly it's the support of the audience and just having, you know, 800 people in the room on their feet cheering for you. The hope is that it's a very different experience than all the other ones that are associated with the disease.
Okay, so this year it's going to be at the Westin, right? Down in the Seaport?
Yes. Down in the Seaport, down at the Westin, there's 175 models who have been invited back. And they walk with their children and their loved ones. And as I said, they've all had some experience with breast cancer. They're from all over New England, in some cases the country. And you can buy tickets online at runwayforrecovery.org. It's October 29th. It's at 6:30 p.m. And it will sell out. We say this every year. Nobody believes this, but we can fit 1,000 people, and then we got to cut it off. So grab your tickets before we sell out.
Breast cancer touches so many of our lives. I know my mother's had it. I know Kennedy's had it. Carson's wife, Lana, has had it. So I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. And I'm sure the feedback you get from these women and the families that you're helping is astounding.
Yes, I say every day it doesn't feel like a job. To do the work. Sorry, I still get so emotional talking about it.
I've like been fighting back the tears the whole time. I'm not going to lie. I'm like every time.
We all do.
I know. I'm just like, it's a lot. It's when you started.
It's a lot. I say this every time, but if anyone knows Kleenex, I would love for them to sponsor. But no, I think that we all talk about it because we all know what it's like to be a parent or a child. And as I said, you know, when you're in the room and you're seeing the people on the stage, in some cases, they're the families we fund. We talk a lot in the breast cancer landscape about statistics. And, you know, these are the personal stories.
Right. Yes. I'm not crying. You're crying.
No, I'm not it's crying. Fine. You're not crying. It's just every day in a runway office. My poor PR team is like, we put you on different wonderful news programs and you just cry.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's, you know, we've all experienced it one way or another. And it's just so special what you're doing. Okay. If you want information about the 20th anniversary runway show in Boston, Runway for Recovery, you can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we will forward you a link. It was great to have you on the show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
On the 20th anniversary, Olivia. And you are, again, a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jonathan from Manchester.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Jonathan apparently on his way to meet his mom at the car dealership. You getting a new car today?
No, no, no. She's getting a good old routine oil change, and I just happen to be her lovely Uber driver back home.
Well, that's very nice of you to do for your mom. What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Ori.
Ori. All right, cool.
Yes.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1. Nick Jonas says he went out for Kristoff in Frozen, but he bombed the audition. What was the big hit song from the first Frozen movie?
Let it go, let it go.
Question number 2. Anne Hathaway says she pushed really hard to get Julie Andrews back for Princess Diaries 3, and she still hopes she changes her mind. In the past, Julie Andrews played which magical nanny? Who knew a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down?
Oh, my goodness. Give me a second. Give me a second. Mary Poppins.
Question number 3. Jenny, who's in Blackpink, her record label is taking legal actions against defamatory posts and fake content about her. Jenny currently has a hit on the radio with Tame Impala. Name the song.
Dracula.
Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. I say again, Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11.
I'm still not sure how.
She's followed by Taylor Swift with 9. The show airs live September 27th. What is the trophy handed out during the MTV VMAs?
It's the moon, man.
Question number 5. 117 years ago today, the first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's where they do the Indy 500. What does the 500 stand for in big races like the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500?
I want to say it's the laps.
All right.
They have to go around.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty, pretty good, Jonathan.
Oh, I thank you.
Jonathan is a delight, Kennedy.
I'm sure he is. Taking his mom around. That's a good doobie right there.
He got 4 out of 5, right?
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
These are tough. $100 on the line. Question number 1. Nick Jonas says he went out for Kristoff in Frozen, but he bombed the audition. What was the big hit song from the first Frozen movie?
Let It Go.
A little disappointed you didn't belt that one out.
Let
like
it
Jonathan.
Go, let it go.
Anne Hathaway says she pushed really hard to get Julie Andrews back for Princess Diaries 3, and still hopes she changes her mind. In the past, Julie Andrews played which magical nanny who knew a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down?
Mary Poppins.
Tied at 2. Jenny, who's in Blackpink, her record label is taking legal action against defamatory posts and fake content about her. Jenny currently has a hit on the radio with Tame Impala named the song.
Dracula.
Tied at 3. Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. I say again, Madonna leads the 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominations with 11. She's followed by Taylor Swift with 9. The show airs live on September 27th. What is the trophy handed out during the VMAs?
A moon person.
They both are acceptable. 4 to 4. Question number 5. It was 117 years ago today. The first race was held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is where they do the Indy 500. What does the 500 stand for in big races like the Indy 500 and Daytona 500?
Laps.
Miles.
Dang it.
It is miles. Yes. 4 to 4 is the final score.
That was a good one, Jonathan.
We end up in a tie.
Good one to you, too.
Jonathan, you don't get the $100, but you did win a $100 gift card to Wagamama. New menus, new favorites, same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes and 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagamama Sliders to refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy, only at Wagamama.
That all sounds so delicious.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jonathan from Manchester, and I tied with Kennedy.
Yay.
And can't beat her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you missed the show yesterday, somebody's trying to yuck Kennedy's yum.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense.
I'm sorry if you're so sad that I can't make you happier.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Correct.
Tell everybody what you've been doing in the women's bathroom here.
So we have like one bathroom that's shared for this whole floor. So our offices, and then there's another place on our floor. And it's very big and it's very sterile and it's, you know, kind of ugly. And so I just was like, maybe I will just put a little post-it note up on this here mirror just to let people know that they're doing great, that you're awesome, you're gorgeous, you're whatever. So I just took some post-it notes and I was put one on the mirror, and then that one got taken down, and I thought, well, okay, maybe they have to clean the mirror, so I get it. So then I started putting them on the back of the door that you come in and out of, and they started taking those down too. And I don't know why.
Someone is waging a war on positivity, Kennedy.
So I continue to put them up. And we'll just see what happens.
I asked Kira from the Midday Show to come in and hang out with us this morning because she's the one that clued me in that you were doing this. Kira, good morning.
Hi, friends.
I heard you come in the other morning and you said to Kennedy, have you been leaving notes in the bathroom? It just like seems something you would do.
Who else would it be? Honestly. I mean, they're awesome.
What do they say?
Well, I can't really...
Just like an overarching theme.
Yeah, they make me feel good. I know how they make me feel. Could I recite them word for word? I think my favorite was walk out of here like you own the place. Mm-hmm. That one gave me a little extra pep in my step.
And did you?
Of course I did. I needed that that day in particular because I woke up to an explosive diaper. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling my best, but I read that little post and I said, you know what, Kira? You still got it. And that's, hair flip.
And that's the reason I did it.
Yes.
That bathroom is very prison looking and it feels very sterile and like overhead lighting. And it's just, I just feel like it needed something. Vibes were needed.
And you provided.
So what do you think of some unknown assailant taking down Kennedy's positivity signs?
I mean, I think it's horrible. I say it to her every time. Like, who is that bothering? And it's on the top of the door. Do you know what I mean? It's not in the way, but it's a post-it.
So it wasn't you that took it down.
Is that the rumor?
I would never think that.
It's just a bunch of boys in here trying to start something.
Okay. No. Pit us against each other?
You know, it's
I'm not doing that whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm just asking questions. Do you know who took it down?
I have no information on this. I don't want to speak for Kennedy, but it seems like it would be a cleaning person, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I leave here at like 10-something, so I'm not here until I come back again the next morning, and I go in there at like 4 o'clock, and it's gone.
So do you want my help kind of monitoring it, and I can let you know if it's still there, at least when I leave?
I mean, maybe.
So we can track this?
No, I want you to maybe you put up your own note if you want to.
Okay. Like, I'll do that.
I don't want to. I want to go the other direction. If you're going to take them down, let's give him something to take down.
I want Kennedy to put up like 50.
Yes, post-it army.
I love you want to be the potty police, though. We appreciate that.
100%. Mm-hmm. No, coach.
We came up with this idea. What are we calling it, Kennedy?
Potty positivity.
Potty positivity. So we're
Could you get any cuter? Come on.
That wasn't my idea, actually, but yes.
We want to get people to post notes in their bathrooms, in their offices, inspired by Kennedy. Notes of positivity. Mm-hmm. Throw them on the mirror. Throw them on the bathroom door. Throw them on the back of the bathroom door. And maybe we start a potty positivity movement, if you will.
I love
know
this.
Movement's the right word.
See, this
feels
is
like
you,
bowels.
Going this back to the explosive diaper of it all.
Is it just for women's bathrooms, or are we trying to?
I think anyone who wants to. Why should we put a gender upon it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
What if a guy named Todd wants to walk out of there like he owns the place?
He can. You go off, King.
Todd, you're a queen.
You're a queen. Own the room. I'm starting to brainstorm now what my post-its will say. I know it's not a competition, but I have to rise to the occasion.
Well, you're going to need a couple because someone's going to take them down. So
I'll be prepared for that.
Thank you, Kira.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, we do have a jingle that Kennedy put together for this.
Well, if we're going to do it.
Fluorescent lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
Hey.
We've come a long way from leaving people's phone numbers on bathroom stalls saying call for a good time.
Well,
now it's potty positivity.
That's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, you've started a movement.
Woohoo!
Potty positivity.
Fluorescent lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think about the positive notes that Kennedy has been leaving in the bathroom that somebody's been taking down?
So my thought is maybe they really needed it and they took it back to their cubicle or their office and they have it hanging up on the wall or on their desk or something. I work for a hospice agency in the office, and one time I bought all these little tiny rabbits and I was hiding them around the office. And it was just building up. And then people started collecting them and keeping them at their desk. And even the guys were doing it. And it was just this surge of energy. It was really cool. And I think this potty positivity is awesome. And that's happening today, just so you know.
Aww. All right. Well, if you do it, make sure you take a picture and send it to us. Okay?
Please do.
Yeah, we want to share all of these. So interesting theory there, Kennedy.
I love the idea of it, but I don't think it's true.
No.
But I love the idea of it. If somebody over there has got them on their cubicle, then good on you. But I don't think.
Suzanne, you work with an asset management firm. I don't even know what that means. It sounds like it pays well, though.
managing your money first.
Yes, I don't have any.
All right. So, what is your plan here?
I'm going to totally put one up in the bathroom today, and I'm going to actually make a little template that has a little design in the background, either a bunch of toilets or some flowers, or maybe even Mix 104.1's logo.
Oh, I like this. A Mix 104.1 Potty Positivity branded logo situation.
Oh, don't ask me to do arts and crafts, because it's about to go down.
We can be in rest stops up and down the Commonwealth.
Well, we already are at one. Dan and I left one.
That's true. I love that. We're building this thing out, Kennedy.
I love it so much.
Suzanne, how do you think people are going to react in your office when they walk in and see these branded notes you're leaving?
I don't know. I mean, I think we've done them. We've done it before with just, you know, one little message there, and it was up for a pretty long time. And I do some fundraising at the firm as well. We're right now doing a backpack for School on Wheels. So I'm going to put one of those flyers up. So people keep it around. I tend to think it might be the cleaning people that are taking those down.
Yeah, probably. But, would you like one that's for your business? I thought of one for you.
Uh-oh.
You are your best investment.
There you go. I love that.
I'm a machine.
You got these coming out of the wazoo.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
That's what happens when you're the five-star general of the potty positivity posse.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you for that. And if you do this, again, take a picture, email it, text it, DM. Tag us on Instagram. From the 781. Good morning. I don't want to be on the radio, but I do want to be in the potty positivity movement. I'm an office manager, and I'm going to do this as soon as I get into the office this morning. I love that.
Thank you.
Somebody suggested we call it the Positivity Posse.
Is that what you're trying to say?
PPP.
Mm-hmm. P3, baby.
I just like PP better. Potty Positivity.
He's making a lot of pee jokes about your good deed.
Just move along.
Kennedy from the 508, what kind of things should I write? Ooh. I work in a veterinary office. Look at Kennedy's brain going to work. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, gosh.
I got one.
Give it.
Your possum.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
It's not a catastrophe.
You're doggone good.
Oh, there you go. Now you're onto something.
Okay. All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Fluorescent lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
All right, we're going to turn this negative. Somebody in the office taking down the positive messages that Kennedy's been leaving in the ladies' room. We're going to turn it into a positive on the show today. A potty positivity movement is happening. Ashley, where are you going to be posting these positive messages?
I will be posting it in Westboro at my work.
I'm so excited. Do you know what you might say?
I don't, so I would love a suggestion for my first one.
All right. I got a couple for you. How do you think about... You're doing better than you think.
Oh, wow.
Or you can put it on the mirror and say, you look great, by the way.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I hope one of those helps. Oh. Will you take a picture?
I will. And our bathrooms are unisex, so everyone will see it.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
So you work in an architecture shelving company?
I do. We manufacture architectural shelving all around the United States.
Sounds like they might need a pick-me-up in there.
Or something like, don't put yourself on a shelf. Go out there and take on the day.
That's
or your top shelf, sweetie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sure they've heard all the shelf puns. They've heard all the shelf puns.
But not on a sticky note in the bathroom.
Stop yucking our yum.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Be sure to send us a picture, too, okay?
We will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, you go to Bridgewater State, or you work there?
I'm a professor at Bridgewater State.
Okay.
That's amazing. And you're going to post something positive in the bathroom today?
Well, I will. I always do. But I'm happy to tell you that Bridgewater State University has been doing it for years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what inspired me. So when I heard what you were doing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's spreading. I'd be curious to hear from other listeners if at their universities or colleges or high schools they see it, too. Yeah, Bridgewater State has been doing it for years. Any bathroom you walk in at Bridgewater State, you see post-it notes, just like you're doing, that give you little messages of encouragement to get through your day. And so inspired by that, I got You Are Beautiful stickers that you can buy, and I keep them in my phone and in my purse, and I put them in airport bathrooms. I put them in, you know, theater bathrooms. I put them everywhere I go.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I have to put some in my purse now. Great idea.
You're spreading positivity internationally, helping on flights. And
No, but once again, Kennedy and I are so aligned, as are all the peoples who do this kind of thing, like the people at Bridgewater State University who help the students and the faculty and the staff and anybody who gets to stop into a restroom on their way to whatever.
Well, it was missing the flashy name. Now that we have the flashy name,
it's so good.
Potty Positivity, it's going to go viral across the world,
I hope so.
Thank you for your service, Professor.
Yes, have a great day.
She is the professor of Potty Positivity.
Oh, my God, please don't name me that, but sure.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank
it was great
you.
To talk to you.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
So you work at an ortho office?
Yes, I do.
And are
everybody
you going...
loves their orthodontist, don't they?
No. No, there's nothing more frightening. But are you going to post something positive in the bathroom?
Well, I will say yesterday was a tough day at work, so I am going to put one in the bathroom, in the employee bathroom today. But I had a cute little story I wanted to tell you guys.
Uh-huh.
So, like, over 15 years ago, the orthodontist office that I worked at, the orthodontist was great. He was away on vacation, and the associate ortho was working. So every patient that came in that week, we had them write on a post-it note, like, a cute little message to the orthodontist, and we stuck it in his private bathroom that was in his office. We had it covered, walls, ceiling, the inside of the toilet lid, everything. So, like, it was just, all you could see was post-its. Even the patients that he was convinced didn't like him at all still wrote the cutest little messages for him. And he's been retired for probably 10 years now, and he still talks about it. And it really did bring, like, a little tear to his eye because he was just like, oh. So, I love this.
Oh, I love this for you as well. Well, you need to post them out there where everybody can see, not just the boss man.
Well, exactly. I'm going to do that today for all of us, the girls at the office. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that story because, I mean, like I said, nobody really likes their orthodontist. But,
well, nobody likes paying their orthodontist. I think they're fine. It's just when you get the bill.
Oh, the kids don't like us too much either. So. After the fact, everybody loves us. But while you're going through it, they're like, oh, God, you're Satan. Get away from me.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Lori. We appreciate that.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Boxborough.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Your chance at $1,000 right now, Lauren. Kennedy has left. You get more right. You win. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Of course you are. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain is hinting that Steve Perry could show up at their November 28th show in their hometown of San Francisco. What is Journey's biggest hit that went 18 times platinum and gets sung in every karaoke bar in America?
Don't Stop Believing.
23 years ago today, Newlyweds Nick and Jessica premiered, starring Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. Neither the show nor the marriage lasted. Nick now hosts which Netflix reality show with his current wife, Vanessa?
Oh, Love is Blind.
The children of Robin Williams have reactivated his Instagram account to fight against rampant AI abuse of his voice and likeness. In which movie did Robin Williams pose as a Scottish housekeeper to get his children back?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man Brand New Day, thanks to a $20 million salary and his cut of the profits. Who plays Aunt May in this version of Spider-Man?
Oh, it's not Sally Field, is it? I don't think so, but I'm just going to say.
Question number five. Ella Langley, Shaboozy, and Stella Lefty lead the country artist nominees at the MTV VMAs with two each. What is Stella Lefty's breakout hit from earlier this year?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lauren, I understand you're heading out to UMass Amherst. It is your last day. You're changing jobs?
I am, yes. I've been there for the past couple years, so I'm changing jobs. So definitely a bittersweet day.
So you've been driving from Boxborough to UMass Amherst for work? Amherst.
Yes.
That's a haul. That's going to be an hour drive.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that you're going to stop doing that. Is your new job farther away?
Yes, but there might be some relocation in the future for us, so we'll see.
Commuters are our lifeblood, Lauren.
Yeah, good luck. I can't have you commuting.
I can't wait to start listening to you guys at like 6 a.m. when I start my new commute, so I will be
It's a completely different show at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're at our best when hardly anyone's listening.
I will now be listening, so I'm pretty psyched.
All right, well, thank you for that. Kennedy, Lauren from Boxborough got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
These are tough. $1,000 on the line. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain is hinting that Steve Perry could show up at their November 20th show in their hometown of San Francisco. What is Journey's biggest hit? It went 18 times platinum and gets sung in every karaoke bar in America.
Don't Stop Believing, and that's never going to happen.
Tied at one. Question number two. 23 years ago today, Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica premiered, starring Nick Lachey and Jessica.
How many years, Carson?
23.
Holy cat.
Neither the show nor the marriage lasted. Nick now hosts which Netflix reality show with his current wife, Vanessa?
It's not The Circle. It's,
3, 2.
I'm not going to get it.
Love is Blind.
That's it.
2-1 for Lauren. The children of Robin Williams have reactivated his Instagram account to fight against rampant AI abuse of his voice and likeness. In which movie did Robin Williams pose as a Scottish housekeeper to get his children back?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
3-2. Question number four. Tom Holland will likely make more than $100 million for Spider-Man
Good
Brand
for
New Day.
You.
Thanks to a $20 million salary and his cut of the profits and bonuses. Who plays his Aunt May in this version of Spider-Man?
Is it Marissa Tomei?
3-3.
AKA Mona Lisa Vito.
Well done, Kennedy.
My biological clock is ticking like this.
3-3. Question number five. Ella Langley, Shaboozy, and Stella Lefty lead the country artist nominees at the MTV VMAs with two each. What is Stella Lefty's breakout hit from earlier this year?
Oh, I don't know.
On a train back to Boston.
Yeah.
Boston is the name of that song.
Lauren, you're so close.
3-3 is the final score. Nice work, ladies.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you calling into play. Enjoy that last day at the office. I'd say burn it down when you leave.
No way.
Burn that bridge. Burn that. No? Is that not what you do? Okay. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Boxer, and I can't beat Kennedy, but keep spreading that positivity.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we moved into our new building and new studios, about 6 weeks ago, I think it was? Is that right?
July 6th.
Yeah, so just over, yeah, a month and a half ago. And it was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. I don't know if it affected me more than it affected you guys.
I think it affected all of us, just in different ways. You know, I think that loss of ritual, that loss of routine, having to learn things all over again, it's a big cognitive push on your brain place, right? And each of us have kind of different places that we come from when it comes to moving. And so I think it hit all of us in a spot. I do.
And so we found a show therapist, Casey. She came on and she had some thoughts about how we were all feeling in mourning, leaving the old building, coming to the new building, which led to the...
But she had an idea.
Which led to us getting a painting commissioned of our old building. Now, before we get to that, because the artist is actually in our building right now.
So excited to see it.
And is going to be presenting it to us in a few minutes. But if you miss that, this is what Casey said.
This is going to sound so a little weird and maybe a little strange, but how have you got, did you guys say bye to the previous building? Did you have any sort of formal saying goodbye to that space and that time?
I mean, we sort of, it was our last show and we kind of took a picture, but things were moving so fast. We had to be here. We had to be there. They're tearing the thing down. So no, they just ripped it asunder. And while we were here for that first week and everything wasn't right and going wrong, you know, as new things do, and trying to go back and fish the things out that we needed.
Right.
There was a little bit of that.
I went over there and came back with a trash can full of computers.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, and yeah. So I would say no, not really.
Fast.
Are you saying we need to go say goodbye to the old building?
I mean, I think it could mean a lot. I mean, you have to think about, right, like Carson, you're talking about you've moved so many times. So in many ways, this is very familiar. But I can imagine, right, in many ways also, it brings up old things of like leaving things behind and going on to something new and something uncertain. And so I do wonder what it would be like for you guys to think about those 17 years there, what that meant for you all.
And so someone that listens to the show suggested...
A couple, two, three people, actually.
Right. From, was it
the
Friends?
Office. No, the Office. From The Office.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so a woman texted us and said her husband was an artist, and we could commission him to do this.
Yes.
And so he's been working on it for the past couple of weeks. He is now here in the building.
I can't wait to see
I went down there and met him. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to call him by his first name or...
His artist name.
Do you know his artist
name? Remondini.
Remondini. And his artwork is super cool. How would you describe it, Kennedy?
I don't know. It's very modern.
But it's also, there's a little whimsy to it, I think.
Yes.
Some fun.
Yes. Yes.
It made me smile when I went to his Instagram and I started looking at his artwork. I was like,
no, and I was can't,
hey, wow.
And I can't wait to see what he does with this building.
Right. But it was also just fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with all that being said, we are going to have the artist, along with his son, it's a day off, they're spending the day in the city, and he's going to come in, and he's going to present the artwork. Did you see it, Dan, yet?
No, I was on vacation when all of this kind of transpired, so this is all new to me.
Right. And what are you thinking about seeing a painting commissioned of our old building?
Well, my head immediately went to Pam's painting in The Office.
That's it, Dan, you were with the people, 100%, that's what they all said. You're right on it, buddy.
Did you have any feelings at all moving out of the old building into the new building?
Probably not as much as you guys, but...
I mean, you were there a long time. 13 years?
13 years.
Yeah.
I just came over with a trash can full of stuff that got thrown out by the cleaners, so...
Damn cleaners.
they are getting on our last nerve.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it is about to happen. We are going to have the artwork that was commissioned to be presented to the show. We are recording this on video, so we will post this as soon as we get done with the show. Kennedy, how are you feeling as we get ready to see this?
I'm really excited. I think it was a great idea that Casey had, and a great idea that the listeners had, and that the office writers had. And just to see what your vision of this space, and knowing that they're going to be tearing it down probably soon. And we can see it from our window here.
Adam,
it'll be great.
Adam, get real close to that microphone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think when you heard from your wife that you had been volunteered to commission this artwork for our show?
It was through a text, and I was like, it was a pleasant surprise. Every once in a while, you get like a random
text like that that's just like, hey, something weird's happening. And it was super exciting. So, and then only like maybe like an hour later, I got a text from you as a follow up. And I'm like, I'm glad that she remembered to text me. So I just, it didn't come in the opposite order.
And tell us about your journey to art. You know, when Kennedy and I earlier were trying to explain your style, and it's hard to explain any artist style because everybody is unique, but you can tell you're super talented, but also there's some whimsy and fun in your artwork.
Yeah, yeah. I started as a kid when I was in like kindergarten or so. I would take like art lessons and everything and draw with my mother painted and my grandmother paints and wow. All of her sisters did. So I grew up in a family where like every relative's house you went to had original art on the walls. And I didn't know that that wasn't the case for everyone. So it was like my grandmother's a beautiful painter and she would paint people's houses and scenery and everything and all sorts of like the marshes and everything on the coast. And so I kind of grew up seeing those. And then my mom would paint and I would sit with her at night and she would teach me different things like little characters and all sorts of stuff. And then I moved to Los Angeles to go to film school, and I'd always done like a little bit of art on the side. And when I was there, it was like a lot of stress. It was like, you know, 24/7, you know, we're like every single day and we're filming at night and everything. So I started just painting as like a wind down to de-stress because like you focus in on something and lock in and kind of forget. And, just kind of spun out of control.
And what was your, like your path when we asked you to do this painting and you started the painting, like, I know it's not your building and you didn't ever go in there. So what was your, I don't know the right word I'm looking for, but does anyone else?
Is it inspiration? Is that?
Kind of. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tried to think of like the connection that you guys would have with it. Obviously you show up there every single day. And then also just, I went on to like Google Maps and I kind of like went up and down the street and looked at it from every angle because also even like with the pictures you sent me, of the building, it's like you still need to know the details on the sides and like what things look like, because sometimes one picture you might look at something and zoom in and be like, what am I looking at? So with like a reference photo you can be like, oh, that's a drain pipe, that's not like, that way I can like just at least have that in my mind so it's not an antenna or something, you know, on like a car and everyone's like, what is this?
Where's the big antenna there?
It was a bug on the lens, you know, or something.
Okay, so are we, and you have your son Ryan here too, by the way. Good morning. Yep. Ryan. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
We've been letting him mess with the equipment, and he loves how you can make stuff scratch and make noises.
Yeah, I think he's got a future in radio now.
Have you had Ryan start to paint?
He does a bunch of stuff. Yeah, he's done a couple paintings and drawings, and all the kids. We have two other children. They're probably listening right now, too, Lena and Allie. They're going into kindergarten next week.
Ooh.
And they all love drawing and painting. He's done a couple like cars that I showed him how I trace it out, and like you can do it your own way, you can do it however you want, like it's up to you. And I've artwork that all the kids have done that I have, you know, either framed in the house or like down stacked up in a box of all their school artwork and stuff like that.
My stuff from
art on the fridge.
I know, right? Okay, are we ready to do it?
Yeah,
ready to start the drum roll. Okay, so when you show it to us, make sure to show it to the camera right here as well, just
okay,
to your left, so we can put it up there as well. How many hours did this take you, do you think?
I'm not sure. The trickiest part, I know that it was probably like over the course of like four different nights after the kids went to bed, where I was like tinkering with it and I, you know, blocking in the color, I drew it out, put like some of the big blotches of color in there.
Right.
And then as I added the more detail, that's kind of like where like more of the time comes in and everything. But like the last thing that I did was the brickwork, because I'm like, when I first did it, it was like the bricks were a little bit too big and a little bit too small. And then had to like go back, like every painting I do, I feel like there's one tricky part, you know, to it, where in this one, it was the bricks.
All right.
Like this is, so that took me about 4.5 hours of like the bricks and
wow.
Just like redoing the sky, redoing the tower at the end, like just, but that was like probably the longest night.
All right, sorry. I love the process. Okay,
so here we go.
Oh, wow.
Holy, that's incredible.
Gosh, it's so cool.
I didn't imagine it was going to be that detailed. I really didn't. That is unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
So what's interesting is if you look at the front of our old building, from the front, it looks like a very like classic old school bank. The four white posts out front with the brick and everything But then there's a huge tower that sits next to it, and it is just unbelievable. That looks so cool. Yeah. That really is amazing.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Every brick by brick. Outlets. Even the ashtray for the smokers.
He did not.
Yeah. That's why I said you got to leave
the real stuff in.
The real stuff in there, because like that's what makes it the real building. You walk past it every day.
I spent a lot of time with that ashtray when I first started.
Let me see.
I've been there a couple times. Yep.
Yeah, it's over by the bush, and you can see the shadow from it on the building too.
It's beautiful.
So it's like one of the tricky parts too, is like doing like the shadow work. It's like I draw it all out and then going back and like just making everything a little bit darker.
That came out so good, man.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we even got some of the old school, now defunct stations.
I found a couple different versions of the sign, and that one had like the most different logos on it and everything. And
So our company before it was called Odyssey was called Entercom. And so we used to have 103.3 amp radio. We had WAAF. WEEI mix and then Magic 106.7 all in the same building. So you put all of those logos on the painting.
Yeah, that's part of our history, which I love.
That was probably the easiest part. That and the cars, I felt like were the easiest parts for me to do.
Right.
Well, we love it. Thank you. What a gift.
That, my pleasure.
Oh, and did you sign the back too? What does it say?
I just wrote like a note on it, signed it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
It says, to everyone at the Carson and Kennedy Show, I hope this picture brings you some closure as you move from one home to the next. Thanks again for the opportunity to bring this to life. Here's hoping the new studio becomes your safe space for many years to come. Adam Murphy, Remondini.
All right.
Nice
thank
job.
Thank you, thank you, thank
Remondini.
You.
Remondini, thank you.
Are we saying that right?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, Remondini, and you can look him up on Instagram too.
I brought just a couple extra too. I made a couple printouts.
So, you're the man.
For you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some smaller ones and just numbered them. So I brought five of these. And then I also brought a couple of the Soup Nazi pictures that you had commented that you liked.
Yes.
So
go look at his Instagram, the Soup Nazi stuff.
No soup for you.
Yeah, so I brought a couple of these
as well. We have to give that to Sal.
Guys,
he's going
to
die. Oh, my God.
Our boss loves
you.
That. Our boss loves that.
Extra gifts.
You could give me 1,000 years and I couldn't make this.
Thank you. Thank you, Remondini. Yep, thank you, Adam, so much. And again, if you want to see what it looks like, we'll put it up on social media right after the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of SCU Credit Union. So here is the latest on Hayden Panettiere's passing. There's so much here. So here's what I can tell you. So we know now that her on-again-off-again boyfriend and his brother were at the apartment in South Carolina, where she went into cardiac arrest. The Greenville Police Department released a police a report. It's heavily redacted, lots of black lines. But they say Brian and his brother, Zach, were at the scene inside the apartment. That Brian was asleep. Zach is the one that found her. And Zach is the one that made the 911 call. That's why people, I think, at first were like it was a friend or something. They went on to say that Brian Hickerson, this is the ex boyfriend, did not become visibly emotional until the EMS declared Hayden dead on the scene, but that Zach was incredibly emotional while medical services were working on Hayden. Brian then showed police a bag of medication that Haley was taking when she died. That part of the list is pretty big. Brian, the responding officer, said he was wearing a body camera throughout the response. That has not been publicly released yet. A Daily Mail reporter tried to get some comment from Zach, the brother, the other day, and he said, and I quote, "No comment, bro. And with no offense to you and what you're trying to do, this is private property." Zach is a Nashville independent church founder.
Mm.
Just FYI.
Right.
"Please respect our privacy. I'm not going to answer anything that you ask me. I would appreciate it if you wouldn't mind just leaving us alone. I know you're just doing your job."
And I just want to say again, because it needs to be said, Brian, the boyfriend, on again, off again, was charged felony. She said in the book, "He beat me so bad that I didn't leave my house for weeks." Mm-hmm. And this isn't alleged. He pled guilty. He was charged.
And he's been trying to get it taken off his record, and they're like, absolutely not. So.
Right, and it feels like, to me, It's just where my mind goes, that he has been back with her to try and get her to help him get all of that expunged, or however you do that, is what it feels like.
I don't know. Sometimes you go back where it's...
I know.
You go back to the things you shouldn't go back to a lot, right?
Mm, yeah, it's sad.
Her mother spoke with NBC News yesterday and called out Brian Hickerson, saying that a person in her life we have been trying to get rid of for quite some time. Now, mind you, Hayden does not have a relationship with her mother. So...
And she's relatively famous. She was a soap opera actress, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, but all she I know was on a soap opera for years.
Well, Hayden was on a soap opera.
No, but her mom was too. I think her mom is an accomplished actress and
either
was
way,
her manager
she,
as well.
She fired her when she was 19 years old and they really had
yeah,
to talk
yeah,
to
yeah. So, I can't remember what show she was on.
Doesn't even matter.
So she's going to come be a mom after the fact?
Yes. This is like Britney Spears stuff. This is like just these kids that have no family, that at 19 years old, she has to be a grown-up adult and say, "Mom, go away. You're a bad manager." Like, can you imagine? So the whole thing really breaks my heart. And that's what I know.
Leslie Vogel, a former soap opera actress. Leslie Vogel is her name, yes.
All righty. I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to tell you it is not the 1900s. The 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominees dropped yesterday, and Madonna is leading with 11. Madonna.
For what? The Sabrina Carpenter stuff?
Video of the Year, Best Dance for Confessions to the Film. Song of the Year and Best Collab for Bring Your Love, Madonna and Sabrina Carpenter. And also for Artist of the Year.
Hmm.
Am I missing something that that's Song of the Year? Because I've heard nobody playing it.
I don't know. I mean, I love her, but it's wild.
I mean, good for her.
So many people did a lot more, but...
Do you think this was a ploy by MTV to get people talking about the VMAs? Like you put Madonna on with 12 nominations, and we all go, "Where don't people talk about this?"
I mean, the old people will.
No, but even the young people will too.
They're trying to get Gen X back to watching MTV
you
like it's
what?
1984.
That's not a bad thought, Dan.
They're gonna bring back Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Yo, MTV Raps.
120 minutes. Come on. Taylor Swift follows with 9 nominations. Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter tied with 7 each. The Best Dance category has returned for the first time in 7 years, but this year there is no Rock category. Voting open right now at votemtv.com.
That's sad to me that Rock is kind of dying off or going by the wayside. Mm. At least, maybe not dying off is the right term, but at least in like the mainstream music.
Yeah.
I think there's so much
great so much.
Rock music that is out there that is current and important and exciting. And the fact that MTV has just quit on it is
MTV
hot
quit on
trash.
Everything. MTV quit on being MTV a long time ago. Let's be honest.
Like there's barely any active rock radio stations.
You're doing
in the
a video
anymore.
Music awards and you don't play the videos that you're
true.
Talking about.
It's true.
So anyway.
They'll play Ridiculous 14 hours a day.
I don't know what to say past
that. Catfish now is a big one too. They're playing a lot of Catfish.
They don't have anything else to play.
16 and pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes, just
enriching our society.
Just
maybe Let It Go, MTV.
And did you know one of the Jonas Brothers might have been Kristoff in Frozen? So on their podcast, Nick said that I went in for Kristoff. Jonathan Groff played him.
Yeah, King George.
King George. I went in and they said, "Okay, what are you going to be singing today?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know." And they said, "What do you mean you don't know?" And they're like, "Do you have your sheet music?" And I said, "No one told me. I didn't know." And so I just said, "Can you play something from," I don't know what I said, some musical theater song, and I bombed the audition. It was terrible. To show up at an audition for not bringing your 8 bars on sheet music? Hello?
Well, if you didn't know.
How do you not know? If you audition, this is what you do.
I imagine he's famous enough that he relies on people to tell him
and
everything.
That's too bad.
And his people didn't people correctly.
That is just. I bet everybody outside that audition room was like, because actors are not shady at all.
I mean, Jonathan Groff is an icon, so
indeed.
King George all day.
All day. So, and that's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Elena from Rutland.
Hello, Elena.
Hi.
Apparently, Elena has a car full of kids. They are on their way off to camp.
Hi, car full of kids.
Nice.
Hi.
What are their names, Elena?
Tana, Caden, Rowan, and Forrest.
And they all yours?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Has anyone ever told you that's too many kids?
Yeah. I tell myself it's too many kids.
You tell them to mind their business.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's gone. Question number one, John Stamos, 63 today. On which show did he play Jesse Katsopoulos?
Oh my God, Full House. We've been watching it recently.
The trailer for NCIS New York has been released and it stars LL Cool J. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Stand for something? I have no idea.
Question number three. Christina Perry is 40 years old today. Her biggest hits include Jar of Hearts, Human, and which song that was also the Twilight Breaking Dawn anthem?
My wedding song, A Thousand Years.
Oh, well, that was kismet.
That's incredible. Question number four. ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard died yesterday at the age of 77. In one of their band's biggest songs, they told us that every girl's crazy about a blank.
Oh.
We're going to have to introduce those kids to ZZ Top today.
I know.
We don't play a lot of ZZ Top on Mix 104.1.
Question number five. Olivia Colman has joined season six of Only Murders in the Building as the series heads to London. Olivia Colman played Queen Elizabeth II in which Netflix historical drama?
The Crown.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What kind of camp are the kids going to?
Nature camp.
Can I ask Dan?
Sure.
Do they have archery at this camp?
I knew I was going to get that question. No.
You don't find archery in nature. It's man-made.
Yes, but...
But that's a good place to shoot. Bow and arrow.
But nature camp, they're like examining plants and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can shoot at trees, targets.
Shooting trees is the opposite of what they do at nature camp.
You're not going to hurt the tree.
Yes, you would.
That's a small arrow.
All right, I'll bring one in tomorrow and see how you feel.
Small arrow.
Sound good?
Elena got 3 out of 5. Correct.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
John Stamos, 63 today. On which show did he play Jesse Katsopoulos?
Full House.
Tied at 1. The trailer for NCIS New York has been released. It stars LL Cool J. What does LL Cool J stand for?
Ladies love Cool James.
2-1. Christina Perry, 40 today. Her biggest hits include Jar of Hearts and Human. And which song that was also the Twilight Breaking Dawn anthem? And oh, by the way, it was Elena's first dance. It was her wedding song.
No, what is it?
A Thousand Years.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that for you.
I do the ding for her, but you got it wrong.
That's okay.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard died yesterday at the age of 77. In one of ZZ Top's biggest songs, they told us that every girl's crazy about a what?
A guy named Stan. I'm kidding. A sharp-dressed man.
3-2. Yes, it is a sharp-dressed man. Oh. What is happening there, Elena?
There's 4 kids in the car.
I don't know. My youngest said something is too loud.
Probably us. Question number 5. Olivia Colman has joined season 6 of Only Murders in the Building as the series heads to London. Olivia Colman played Queen Elizabeth II in which Netflix historical drama?
The Crown.
Yes, it is The Crown. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
One right for every kid. Am I right? Elena, thanks so much for listening and calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Elena from Rutland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Manchester.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Our second person from Manchester to play this morning. Do you know Jonathan?
I do not.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Yes.
I'm actually not from Manchester. My mom was answering the phone and she freaked out and said Manchester. Okay. I'm from Merrimack.
Merrimack.
So she just panicked and yelled Manchester?
Yeah, we were driving through Manchester. She's never been on the radio before. She was a little nervous.
Where are we from again?
I love this so much.
Kelly, what's your mom's name?
Joyce.
Joyce.
She's now driving.
Joyce from
She's
Manchester.
Now driving because we switched.
Manchester's
She's
finest.
She's also not from Manchester. I don't know.
She is
Nobody's
now.
From Manchester.
Yeah, that's it. It's now our hometown.
You guys should meet Jonathan. He's lovely.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kelly?
Keeps getting
yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Where does Joyce live?
Merrimack,
oh,
also.
Also.
Kennedy's caught in her headphone cord. She can't get out of the studio.
Hold on. You all right, Kennedy?
No.
My stepmother's name is Joyce Dan.
Yep.
And when I was very young, my dad had a little boat, and he named he used to call her Joycey, so he named the boat Joycey, Joysea, and I always thought that was pretty clever.
Oh,
I thought
that's
it was pretty
cute.
Pretty good dad joke.
Boat names are very clever or terrible.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000. People are like, get on with the game, guys, already.
Sorry.
All right.
Kennedy is gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Taylor Swift has a bunch of MTV VMA nominations, but one song is not getting the recognition it probably deserves. Taylor's hit, inspired by Shakespeare from the album The Life of a Showgirl, was snubbed in the Song of the Year category. Can you name that song?
The song is The Fate of Ophelia, and that's just rude.
A list of movies that revived an actor's career include Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., The Whale for Brendan Fraser, and John Wick for which actor?
Keanu Reeves.
The lead singer of The Killers is releasing a solo album this...
The Killers? Lead singer of The Killers?
Is Sorry. Releasing a solo album this Friday. What is his name? Hello? 3, two.
Brendan Flowers?
What is it?
Brendan Flowers?
Question number 4. Sources close to Kim Kardashian says...
That felt googly to me.
No, there's somebody in
that
the car.
That was definitely not googling. There was someone in the car. I was asking them.
Who else is in the car?
Promise.
Jeez, we gotta...
My nieces are in the car. We're all going up to school to set up my classroom.
Okay. Sources close to Kim Kardashian say she may want to have more kids with her current boyfriend... Who is he?
Kim Kardashian's boyfriend? Yeah. No, we don't know.
Question number 5. The new host of Reading Rainbow has posted that he is seeking help and is going to check himself into a hospital. He said that he is safe, but he's not okay. What is his name on the show, the new host of Reading Rainbow?
Host of Reading Rainbow. They're too old for that.
All right.
No, the new host. It's not LeVar Burton.
No. Nope. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kelly,
what are your nieces' names who also live in Manchester now?
Addie, they don't actually, but everyone's from Manchester. Addie and Vera.
Addie and Vera?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to set up her classroom today. Where do you teach?
Oh, I love that.
Do you teach in Manchester?
I do not. I teach in Fremont, New Hampshire.
Kennedy Kelly got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Oh, these are tough. $1,000 potentially for Kelly. Question number 1. Taylor Swift has a bunch of MTV VMA nominations, but one song not getting the recognition it probably deserves. Taylor's hit, inspired by Shakespeare from the album The Life of a Showgirl, was snubbed in the Song of the Year category. Name the song.
Fate of Ophelia.
Tied at one. Question number two. A list of movies that revived an actor's career include Iron Man for Robert Downey Jr., The Whale for Brendan Fraser, and John Wick for which actor?
Keanu Reeves.
2-2. The lead singer of The Killers is releasing a solo album this Friday. What is his name?
Brendan Flowers.
What is it?
Brendan Flowers.
You both
Brandon
got it. It is Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers.
Isn't it country too? I heard one song.
It He's was, doing a country album?
That was my understanding.
That's interesting.
Tied to two. Question number four.
She said the same thing I did.
Sources close to Kim Kardashian are saying she may want to have more kids with her current boyfriend. Who is he?
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes, the F1 race car driver, Lewis Hamilton. Oh. 3-2. Question number five. The new host of Reading Rainbow has posted that he is seeking help and is going to check himself into a hospital.
Breaks my heart.
He said that he is safe, but not okay. What is his name on the show?
I know his first name is Michael, but that's all I know.
Yeah, Michael the Librarian.
He is just what they call one of the most amazing humans. I've followed him since the dawn of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was just a librarian in the kids section. Mm-hmm. And he would do TikToks from there, talking about kids and cool books. And people gave him so much hate, he ended up in the hospital. And like, this has happened to him a couple
you
of times.
You got it. You're fine.
I hate that for him.
That's awful.
But he is the goodest doobie in the world.
Everything okay, Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds it.
Mom's struggling again.
I'm sorry, honey.
Did she forget what town she's in?
3-2 is the final score. We finally got there. Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, unfortunately, don't get the $1,000. But thank you to you and to Joyce and Abby and Vera and everybody in Manchester listening.
Yeah.
To the show this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Keeps getting funny.
I'm Kelly from Merrimack, not Manchester.
Ah!
And I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.